Hello, listeners, and welcome to Cold Blast.
A brand new innovation from the people that brought you Any Given Sunday.
Lisa, why are we doing a cold blast?
Because we realised that we can't just rely on people to bring us ice cream. And sometimes to really keep in the loop of what's going on in the ice cream world, we need to get out there ourselves.
Sometimes things happen.
And we want to keep you guys up to date with breakthroughs in ice cream that you really need to know about. So that's what we're doing here.
And this is important. You discovered something, didn't you?
Yeah, so I was out there...
In the field.
In the quite cold field.
Metaphorical field. I mean, you weren't actually in a field. This was a Tesco or something, right?
Something like that. Okay. Well, I can't reveal my sources.
Doesn't matter.
Yet. But I saw something that I thought... If I'm honest, the first thing I thought was, are you joking? That's not okay. That you can't have that as an ice cream.
Okay,
well, right?
That was your first thought. What was your second thought?
Then I thought... I think I'll make Steve try this. It looks weird.
And we're going to see what the third and fourth and fifth thoughts are right now, aren't we? Because you got that ice cream right now in front of me.
And the point about this ice cream that I found, listeners, is that it seems to be a seasonal special.
A seasonal special by whom?
By Ben & Jerry's.
My goodness.
We haven't had Ben & Jerry's for a while. And it is Ben & Jerry's pumpkin cheesecake.
Pumpkin cheese.
Oh, yes,
what?
I said that.
No.
Oh, yes, I did. Pumpkin cheesecake. So, looking at our little sample here.
It's kind of a beige colour, isn't it?
It's kind of a beige colour, like you'd guess it was maybe caramel, mm-hmm. something like that. And with a few speckles. We're going to try it now.
Okay.
It's cheesy.
It's pumpkin-y.
Cakey.
Wow, it really does have a pumpkin aftertaste. It would be hard to mistake that for anything other than pumpkin.
I don't dislike it, but it is definitely... It's not instant joy. It's not like having a hit of delicious chocolate where you know where you're at. Mm. There's some discomfort. Mm. There's some confusion. And if we had been playing a guessing game, could you have guessed?
Well, you can definitely taste the cheesecake. You can see, you can feel that biscuit base type thing.
Cheesy.
And I would say maybe orange. I might have gone for orange or something.
Yeah.
But knowing it's pumpkin, you can tell it's pumpkin.
I'm very confused as to how I feel about this. You know what it is? I feel like there's something missing. And that maybe what they need to do is add an extra element. Little polar bears, little fish, like having the other flavours. I'm not sure if I mean chocolate. Probably not. And to be specific, the flavour, it says pumpkin cheesecake ice cream with a cookie swirl. I'm not really aware of a swirl.
Now, you said to me that there was a warning.
Yeah, so it says on the side, under the ingredients, pumpkin cheesecake. Yes, that's right. Stick with us on this one. We took the great taste of sweet cinnamon spiced pumpkin, created a concoction with cheesecake, and gave it an ice cream upgrade, complete with a complimentary cookie swirl. Trust us! It's more than just a great flavour. It's a first-class ticket to Pumpkin Wonderful. I don't understand Pumpkin Wonderful as a pun.
I feel like they might have tried to make that into a compound word. Like,
is it a swear word?
Pumptiful. Pumptiful. And failed and had to just go, oh, we'll just stick by
swearing. Like, really? That is Pumpkin Wonderful.
Oh, really? Oh, I see.
It could be.
I'm just going to have another mouthful of this, I think, from the tub.
So, yeah, we're pretty much just eating pumpkin cheesecake while not being that nice about it. We're kind of bitching about it.
I think it's pretty good. It's not a flavour I would choose to eat again, I think. Does it include actual pumpkin?
3% pumpkin puree.
3%? Okay.
There isn't any orange, which is really interesting.
You know what? This is one of those flavours of ice cream I feel like the more I eat, the more I might like.
Yeah.
And you might get to that sort of Stockholm Syndrome point where you're like, it's my favourite,
yeah,
I won't eat anything else.
I'm finding it, you know, we're supposed to be transmitting information to you guys about this, but I'm not entirely sure how I feel.
Where did you buy it?
I think the message is, you all need to go out and eat this and let us know what you
where
think.
Where did you buy it?
And the way you would do that, you would let us know by writing to anygivensundayshow@gmail.com, and that's Sunday with an E. Anygivensundayshow@gmail.com. Get out there, eat pumpkin cheesecake, tell us what you think, because we don't know what to think, we're only the experts. The truth is, I bought it at Morrison's, but I mean, I thought that I'd like found it hidden in like a secret corner, I'd never see it again.
Yeah.
But actually, I've just seen it in a Tesco as well.
Yeah, well, it seems like this is their play for the Christmas market. I hope they bring back Minta Wonderland and the others as well, because we never really got a chance to try those last year, did we?
I would be really surprised if this did well. That's what I'm going to say here. Pumpkin is still not really a thing in this country. In America, yes, people eat pumpkin pie. It's part of the whole Thanksgiving thing. Halloween is bigger there. Tell me if I'm wrong. Let me know at anygivensundayshow@gmail.com. But to me, pumpkin is not a staple food here yet.
You're really pushing the listener interaction today, aren't you?
Well, I think it's important because we haven't really come up with any answers. I thought we were going to say, this is the greatest thing we've ever eaten, there's no doubt about it.
Or, I mean, it's...
it's the devil. And we're somewhere in the middle and we're confused. And, you know, we're not usually like this. We usually know what we like.
That's true.
The pumpkin spiced lattes that they do at Starbucks, that's kind of a thing, isn't it?
Well, I bet that their pumpkin one doesn't do that well at Starbucks.
But thank you very much for providing this, Lisa. Good spot.
No problem. And we'll be back with another cold blast as soon as we see something out there that you guys need to know about.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.